This is Senator Al Simpson. Too few people know the importance of writing a living will to set out their deepest wishes if they were to fall victim to a coma and not want life support systems. In a moment, Ted Kennedy and I will face off. Ted, most people fully know the importance of leaving a written will when they die, but only 20% of all Americans have written down their most intimate wishes if they were to be laid low by a coma or a stroke. With all of the amazing advancements in modern medical technology, a person can really be kept alive indefinitely. Only a living will can guarantee that someone is able to have life support care stop, a major personal decision that takes the burden from the shoulders of lawyers, doctors, and dear family members. Our able colleagues, Senators Danforth and Moynihan, have co-sponsored the Patient Self-Determination Act, which encourages the use of living wills by spelling out the steps that one must take to assure peace of mind that one's final wishes will be carried out.
Al, as the Wall Street Journal put it, planning a graceful death doesn't rank at the top of anyone's list of fun summer activities, but the Supreme Court's landmark decision in the tragic case of Nancy Cruzan, in a coma for 7 years after an automobile accident, has people thinking about so-called living wills and the right to die. The Supreme Court held that a patient has the right to refuse or terminate medical treatment, but on the crucial issue, the court was sharply divided. Five justices ruled that the state of Missouri could legitimately require convincing evidence about what the patient wanted. Nancy Cruzan had not, and could not, clearly indicate her wish to end her treatment. Under Missouri law, even her parents could not make that life-or-death decision for her. A harsh decision, Al? Perhaps. Most states would let parents or loved ones decide. That's certainly the way I would want it. This is Ted Kennedy. Senator Al Simpson and I will face off again Monday on the Mutual Broadcasting System.